This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Little Richard, the self-proclaimed architect of rock and roll and one of its biggest influencers, has died. He was 87. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Pastor Bill Minton, a close friend of Little Richard's, told the AP the performer, born Richard Pennyman, died Saturday morning and that the family is not releasing the cause of death. Known for his piercing wail and pounding piano on songs like Good Golly Miss Molly and Tutti Frutti, Little Richard irrevocably altered popular music while introducing black R&B to white America. He sold more than 30 million records worldwide, and his influence on other musicians was equally staggering, from the Beatles and Otis Redding to Creedence Clearwater Revival and David Bowie. Little Richard, dead at 87. I'm Julie Walker.
A member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is in self-quarantine after coming in contact with a person who tested positive for COVID-19. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says Commissioner Stephen Hahn tested negative for the virus after he learned of the contact, but he'll remain in self-quarantine for the next 2 weeks. The administration is not confirming who Hahn had contact with who has tested positive, but the news follows confirmation that two people who work in the White House complex are known to have tested positive for the virus this week. Hahn had been scheduled to testify before a Senate panel on Tuesday, along with infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci and CDC Director Robert Redfield. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez warned Saturday that the coronavirus pandemic remains a threat. Spain plans a phased transition, with around half of the 47 million people being allowed out to socialize to a limited degree beginning Monday, and restaurants offering some outdoor service. This is VOA News. Russia marked 75 years since the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany in World War II on Saturday, but the coronavirus outbreak forced it to scale back the celebrations. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
President Vladimir Putin last month postponed the military parade on Red Square to an unspecified date. It is seen as a highlight of the Victory Day celebrations and a chance for Moscow to showcase its most sophisticated military hardware. In the absence of the usual spectacle, 75 military planes and helicopters, including Russia's most advanced warplanes, flew over central Moscow. Clad in a black raincoat, Putin laid a bouquet of red roses at the Eternal Flame War Memorial outside the Kremlin walls. He pledged that Russia would hold its traditional Red Square parade and processions at a later date.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. South Korean authorities have clamped down on social distancing rules after an upsurge in the number of coronavirus cases there. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or KCDC, said most of the new cases that were reported were linked to a 29-year-old man who visited three clubs in Seoul last week before testing positive days later. The number of infections could grow as health workers are scrambling to trace contacts of clubgoers. Park said health workers have been attempting to contact almost 2,000 people who were listed as visitors to the three clubs and other venues nearby, but so far they have been unable to reach all of them. I'm Karen Chamas.
A shootout erupted on Saturday at a protest in western Afghanistan by residents demanding economic assistance, leading to the deaths of at least six people. Protesters were demanding relief after weeks of restrictions aimed at containing the coronavirus pandemic. Some people at the protest opened fire on police, igniting a gun battle that killed the six people and wounded another 19, including nine policemen. Villagers staged a protest, including placing the bodies of three victims in front of the gate at an LG polymer plant in southern India after a deadly gas leak there killed at least a dozen people. In a statement on Saturday, LG apologized to all those affected by the incident and said it would extend all possible support to ensure those affected and their families were taken care of. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.